Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion on what happens after death, we explained that your protectors in the grave against punishment will be your various actions, your salah, your zakah, your sawm, your recitation of the Quran, and they will repel the punishment. For an unbeliever, there will be nothing to repel the punishment. And then we spoke specifically about Suratul Mulk. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would refer to it as Al-Mani'ah, the protector, because Allah withholds the punishment of the grave from the one who recites Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk every night. Then we spoke about the narrations that talk about 30 verses, the surah with 30 verses. And the only surah in the Quran that has 30 verses is Suratul Mulk. And Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say that learn it, recite it, teach it to your children, the children of your household, your neighbors. Make sure everyone recites it, because this is a major thing to be saved from the punishment of the grave. Now we know that when the person moves from this world into barzakh, he will ask, where is my family, my children, my clan, all the bounties which Allah has bestowed upon me? And he will be told, you have left everything behind. Your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, your siblings, your grandchildren, your business, your property, your share portfolio, your car, your beach flat, everything. Everything is left behind. But the only thing that accompanies you is your good deeds. The only thing that accompanies you is your good deeds. We know the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتِ ثَلَاثٍ. There are three things that will follow the deceased person. أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ. Right? أَهْلُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. So your family, your actions and your wealth. Your family will come to you till the grave. Then they leave. Your wealth, you know, our teacher Ustad used to say, your car, your kids will jump in that car and drive to the Qabristan for your janazah. So in that sense, as an example, your wealth can come till your grave. But then they all have to turn back. They all have to turn back. The only thing that remains now is your good deeds. So the only thing that you will take with you, the only luggage that you will have for the akhirah is your good deeds. And then these good deeds will have manifestations like we've discussed previously and protect you from various forms of punishment. And when you have good deeds, then you get the direct protection of Allah. Allah says, "Inna Allah ma'al ladina attaqaw wal ladina muhsinun." Allah is with those who are God-fearing and those who are good doers. Allah is with those who are God-fearing and those who are good doers, meaning they do good deeds. So if you fear Allah and you do good deeds, Allah will make your life of barzakh a pleasant one. Ahmad bin Abil Hiwari has narrated that when a man enters his grave, everything that he feared in this world other than Allah will appear before him, frightening him in this grave because he feared them instead of Allah. So when you worry too much about what people will say and you're trying to please people rather than pleasing Allah, where you pleasing the creation, but in the process displeasing the creator, it will catch up with you in the grave. But if you do it the opposite way around, where you don't look to please people if it's going to mean you displease Allah, and you don't look to, you know, to impress people, but rather to impress Allah, then Allah says, I'll be with you because you had taqwa and you did good deeds, and I'll make your life in the grave a pleasant one. So much so that the pious will say to Allah on the day of Qiyamah, you are the one who kept us company against the isolation of the grave. This is in Darul Qutni. That, oh Allah, you kept us company against the isolation of the grave. So the people of La ilaha illallah, it is mentioned in the ahadith, there is no isolation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narration of Abdullah bin Umar, there is no isolation for the people of La ilaha illallah. Neither in their graves, nor on the day of their resurrection. It is as though I am seeing the people of La ilaha illallah dusting off the soil from their heads, saying, praise be to Allah who has removed all sadness from us. Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. See, you live your life in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you live your life in such a way that Allah is happy with you. Allah will keep you happy in the grave and on the day of Qiyamah, and you will praise Allah for that. So the only regret that a marhum, a deceased person, will have is that he did not do more good deeds. That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not wish for death, because it ceases actions and man cannot be returned to make amends. This narration in Tabrani, that no matter how life may be difficult for you, don't wish for death, because every day extra that you live is a day extra to make tawbah and get your sins wiped off. It's a day extra to earn more rewards and good deeds. Once you go into your grave, you'll have that regret. Even if you did no good deeds and now you're classified as a sinner, obviously it'll be ultimate regret. But even if you did good deeds and you're classified as a pious person, you will have this regret that, you know, I should have done a bit more. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed by a grave, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, that had been occupied recently. So he said, this person would prefer to see two short rakats of prayer, of salah, which you would consider insignificant or surplus in his deeds more than the rest of the world. This is narration of Tabrani. That these two rakats, if only he could perform it and secure reward, he would do it, but he can't. And you, who are still alive and have the opportunity, you consider it to be insignificant. Whilst you have the opportunity, take it and make the most of this life which Allah has given us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.